to make sure that we give it some space because it's a whole other part. There's your on-site optimization in trying to help people drive to your website. Then there is your online presence, which is way more than your website. Mm-hmm. What on earth should agents be thinking about that they may not have dawned on them about their online presence? Because you mentioned it earlier, and it's so true. If I say go talk to Matt McGee, people are going to shoot you into Google, and they're going to try to find you. And right. so what happens there?
And based on what they see, it will strongly influence whether they pick up the phone and call you or not, or if they go looking for another real estate agent. So it is super important. So I would say number one is make sure, you know, your Google business profile is claimed, updated, active. It has all the information. Make sure it's got your website, your hours, phone number, you know, all the sort of basics. It you don't have to hire somebody and pay someone to optimize your Google business. It's just go through each step and just give Google the information that it's asking for. So that's obviously step number one. And then step number two is, in a perfect world, you want your real estate over on the organic side, right? So the Google business profile is going to be on the right side. You want your website ideally to rank number one, ahead of your Zillow profile, ahead of your realtor.com profile, ahead of your Facebook page and all that sort of stuff. The problem, you say, well, Matt, what's the big deal if my Zillow, you know, they'll still find me. Well, the problem if your Zillow profile ranks number one is they click on that to go learn about you. They might get, you know, what, a paragraph or two of information, one or two more clicks, and all of a sudden, they are seeing every real estate agent in your market, right? And you have lost them at that point. Whereas, if your website ranks number one, they click through to your website, they're on something you own, something that you have all your great content, you control the messaging, you can control the calls to action, and you're not going to lose them at that point, right? You've got them in your world. That's why it's really important that your website rank number one for your name. So you have to optimize your website for your name. So a lot of times when we are, you know, writing a blog post, if we mention Carrie's name, we'll link to the homepage because we want the homepage to rank for Carrie's name. So sort of simple things like that. And then obviously a lot of times for some of those media mentions that we talked about, they'll talk about, you know, Carrie McGee, and the link will go to her homepage with her name. So that's really important. Now, that said, if you struggle to get your homepage up to the top ahead of the other profiles, you should definitely go in and make sure those profiles are optimized. Because somebody, if I'm a Zillow, if I love Zillow and I do a search for Carrie McGee, I might prefer to go look at her Zillow profile, right? Because I'm already logged in, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it's important that you, so what I like, do a search for your name. Look at everything that comes up in those first 10, that page one, and just make sure you've claimed all of those profiles and that add a business description, add a link to your website, you know, talk about your sales and your history, and just make sure all those profiles are optimized, because there's no guarantee they're going to click to your website. They might go to one of those sites. You want to do what you can to make sure, even if they don't go to your website, that they still want to do business with you based on what they find on these other sites.
Any call to actions in there? Are you putting call to actions within a Zillow profile saying, come check out my report or my blog or my information?
Yeah. I think just like with the Google business profile, you give those profiles as much information as they'll let you. Some of them are like I think the realtor.com, you only get like a very limited amount of characters. And so you're kind of like in a little bit of a straitjacket, right? What all you can do with that. But yeah, you want to, if you can do calls to action, if you have the space to talk about your experience and, you know, click to read our Zillow study or whatever it might be. Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. You should totally take advantage of those tools.
And those websites don't want the user to leave.
Right.
So remember, Zillow and Realtor.com, they're not your friends. They're not trying to help you get more people interacting with you. They're trying to keep the user on their website for as long as possible. And so keep that in mind when you're out there interacting, trying to position yourself within their ecosystem, that you should, if you can, own as much of the real estate up top as possible. Where else can you go? So there's the obvious one, Zillow, Realtor. .com. What other places can agents Google my business, Google business profile, super important. Other things that people should be doing or assets they should have online?
I, I just saw a study. I don't know how true it is, but homes.com just put out some numbers saying that they are now the number two portal. So, you know, take a look at that. In some cities, Yelp is still pretty important. I think probably in the bigger cities. I know there are some real estate agents that get business on Yelp. They like to be reviewed on Yelp and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I would just like look at what ranks for your name. And those are the ones that Google, you know, deems important. And then also, this is important too, Google yourself at least once a month, because that's going to change, right? You and I both know that the rankings change, and what was number one this month might not be number one next month. So just keep an eye on what is ranking, so you have a sort of an idea of where you need to be.
This just reminded me of a story of a client who was ranking in their mind. They're ranking number one for all of these unbelievable keywords and unbelievably, and their branded search, which is their name, that's branded search, was just crushing it. I guess I'm telling the audience. I'm not telling you. I know you know what branded search is. But they said, oh my gosh, it's amazing. And I asked them a question. I said, you know, any chance that when you're doing these searches, are you doing them from your computer?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, yeah, no, of course. And I was like, are you doing it a lot? And they're like, oh, yeah, all the time. I always go to my website. I click on my pages. I'm like, do you have a Gmail? They're like, yeah, I have Gmail. I'm like, all right, are you logged in? They're like, oh, of course I'm logged in. And I'm like, so talk to us about how do we do a search and get real results versus what was happening. The users, some people listening to this podcast may not even know what was happening to our client. So maybe you can explain it to us.
Yeah, it sounds like they were looking, or they were getting personalized results, right? Because they were, you know, they had, Google personalizes your results based on your search history, based on your location. And if you've gone into your Google settings, that, you know, depends on what you did in those settings. There's other ways you can get personalized search results. So it is really important to do these searches when you are Googling yourself. I'm so glad, because I always forget to mention that when I talk to agents. I always forget. Make sure you use what's called incognito browser window.
Is
what it's called, or in Chrome. I think in Safari they call it a private browser window.
Yeah.
And the mechanism for doing that, you know, differs depending upon what browser you're using. But just look up in the top there, like, do you want to browse incognito mode or private mode? The answer is yes. Go into that mode and then do the search, so that you're not getting all that personalized, those personalized results where you can actually see where you rank for how the rest of the world sees you rank. Super. I'm so glad you mentioned that. It's super important.
Yeah, well, you might be thinking you're ranking on something you're not. And right. That's why you have to do it, because Google's saying, oh my gosh, you love this website. I'm going to continue to give it to you. And that's Google doing a good job. I mean, yes, I do love that website. I do want to see what comes up in that search. But yes, make sure you're using a clean browser of some sort or a friend's computer. So just do one of the above, but incognito, private, super secret, 007, whatever the name is of what you're logging into for doing the searches. I'm glad that you mentioned like Yelp. Obviously, the real estate profiles are super important. I think the name of the game here is claim your profiles. Mm-hmm. So your business profile, your Yelp profile, your homes.com, your realtor.com, like make sure that you've claimed and done some optimization on there. Are you seeing anybody doing any good work or even caring about things like optimizing images or optimizing videos or optimizing other things? So you've got your website, you've got your presence, and then other things that we should be thinking about? Optimizing at all? Or
I would say video for sure. Image optimization to me is less of a priority, because a lot of people that are searching for images aren't ready to buy a house. They're just looking for a photo. But there is a video is really important, because there is, you know, we talked earlier about understanding how buyers and sellers search on Google. They do a lot of the same searches on YouTube. So if you are, so for example, we have, my wife has a blog post about moving to Tri-Cities, Washington. If you do a Google search, moving to Tri-Cities, Wa, it should come up number one. Sometimes it drops down to number two. She did a video on the same exact topic, same keyword. The video is sort of a condensed version of the blog post. And so if you go to YouTube, that video ranks really highly. It's got like, I don't know, 30,000 views, all kinds of comments. So there is a lot of overlap between the content that you create on your blog for buyers and sellers and the content that you can create video-wise for YouTube for buyers and sellers. A whole lot of overlap. And you, as you know, if you have both a video and a blog post that Google loves both of them, you can earn a lot more of that real estate mm-hmm. in Google search results that you were talking about earlier. So it's a really good idea to sort of think not only written content, but also video content.
Yeah, and you know, Dennis, you, one of our colleagues, is always talking about maximizing your yield. So if you're going to take the time to write a blog, make it into a video. You already wrote the blog. You have the content. Just go one half step further and make it into a video.
Right.
And then on that video side of the fence, are you embedding that video on your website, or are you linking out to it, or are you not?
Absolutely, absolutely. So for that specific example, the video appears at the top of the blog post. And obviously, if you click on the video, then you'll go to YouTube from the blog post. On the video page on YouTube, we link in the description to the blog post for people that want more information. And then because we published this right at the start of the pandemic, when a lot of people in Seattle and Portland were like, I got to get out of the city, where should I live? And she got a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails, you know, from people wanting to relocate and find a more small town kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
We put that video is now embedded, and it has been for a couple of years, right on her homepage.
Nice.
And so it's like right below the hero message. And I think that there's some SEO benefits to that, but I also think there's a social proof element to that as well.
Hmm.
So somebody visiting her homepage, there, right there front and center, there's a video where you can see her, you can get to see her personality, what she's like, you know, friendly, outgoing, ebullient, the whole nine yards. And, you know, we all know that people have a natural skepticism of salespeople. And, you know, like, is this person, you know, are they going to, you know, are they used car salesmen? You know, can I trust her? Can I trust him? What are they like? Are we going to get along? All that sort of stuff. So the fact that I have no proof that this matters at all, but I love the fact that right on the homepage, you can click and within 15 seconds, you'll understand what her personality is like, that she's really outgoing, really friendly, all that sort of stuff. And I think that's just sort of a social proof to get over that sales skepticism that so many people have, right? So yeah, I think there's a benefit there to it as well.
Video is powerful. And I love the way that all of those dots connect, right? So it's like, yeah, we got the video here. It's linking to the website. The website has the video. It's linking to over here. We're cross-pollinating our content and our connection. And we're trying to build a stronger web of an online presence that isn't just a one single one-off place, but that it's building kind of a more cohesive story that you can kind of experience as you bounce around the internet. And users do that. Users will sometimes go to your website and leave, and sometimes they'll, you know, go to another website and look for you. YouTube's the second largest search engine.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I mean, don't ignore it. It's
right,
bigger than
absolutely.
Bing.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, so definitely matters. Awesome. So real quick, Matt, tell us, before we go to part two, tell us how do people, you do SEO, you help agents learn mm-hmm. about how to do this. Where do they go? Like, what do they do? How do they interact with your content?
Probably the first place to go is SEOSavvyAgent.com. That's my website, which is sort of the hub for, there's a couple different ways that people can work with me. So there's an online real estate SEO course for folks that want to learn it themselves and take the DIY approach. If you have more time than money, that's the way to go. There's a page on there about consulting. So I do work with some agents across the country, just one per market, so there's no competition. So you can reach out. My email's on there. You can reach out if you want to talk about that. And then I also have a weekly newsletter that talks about all kinds of, not just SEO, but all kinds of real estate marketing, and that's sort of an easy way to sort of get in and start learning. I share a lot of case studies and tools and all that sort of stuff through the weekly newsletter. So that's probably the easiest way to do it, I would think.
Nice. This is for real, and I have to say it because it seems so insane to me. Somebody's trying to sell a optimized search engine optimization for ChatGPT.
Oh my God.
I was like, that is not a thing. So if anybody tries to sell you that, that's not a real thing. You cannot optimize ChatGPT, so don't do it. That's just snake oil. People are, drives me nuts. But one area that we haven't touched on at all, we don't really have a lot of time, but I'm curious, just because I think it's kind of maybe A next, not right away, but kind of coming, is voice search. And are you having any agents having any success? Have you tested around at all? Is it even a thing? Like, are people even asking Alexa yet, Alexa, tell me about the housing market in the Tri-Cities? Is that a thing?
I don't think voice search is a thing, and I'm not sure it's going to be. I actually touched on this in one of my, like, a newsletter about a month or 6 weeks ago. Like Alexa, I think was at Amazon. Nobody is going to, they sort of talked about like what people search for. It's usually they want to listen to a certain song, or they're like asking for, what was it? It was like recipes. What time is it? Or sort of like fact-based stuff, like is such and such celebrity alive or dead? Can I feed my dog this, right? I don't think anybody is really doing local businesses search. And I just know from my experience, the only time I ever do local business search via voice is if I'm in my car and I'll ask Siri, you know, to help me find the nearest hotel or the nearest restaurant.
Yeah.
Or if I'm looking for a Jimmy John's or a Five Guys or whatever, cause, you know, if I'm driving to Spokane or Seattle. I think if you're that kind of business, voice search could be important, but I don't think anybody is sitting around like with talking to the Alexa on the desk. help me find a local real estate agent. I just don't think that is happening.
They're making dinner. Alexa, stop the music. Give me the update on the housing market in the Tri-Cities, right. Washington, so I can think about moving there.
I don't think that's happening at this point.
No, not at all. Matt, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for being our guest here today. And tell people real quick, how do they get in touch with you? Like, if they missed part one, go back to part one and listen to that one. There's tons of good nuggets there. But for those that have jumped to part two, how do they interact with you and get to your website and like connect with more of your content? Because there's so many layers to this topic.
Yeah, there is a lot to it. So the easiest way to get a hold of me is to go through my website. It's SEOSavvyAgent.com. My email address is on there. It's matt@SEOSavvyAgent.com. There's information about my real estate course. There's information about consulting. There's information about my weekly newsletter. There's all my social media links. I think on all the platforms, I'm SEOSavvyAgent. There's no com or anything like that. So Twitter/X, Instagram, Facebook, the whole nine yards. If you just do a search for Matt McGee or SEO Savvy Agent, if I'm good at what I do, I should come up.
Well, tell you what, we will link to you from this episode in our website. Matt, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure. And I look forward to popping out and seeing you guys down in the Tri-Cities.
Hey, thanks for having me. Please do look me up if you get in this area. All right.